Everyone, thank you for listening to the podcast. If you like what we're doing here, please share it, and if possible, leave us a review. We hope you enjoy this episode.
I don't know where to start. We usually just bullshit before we, like, actually start now. Should I bring back the countdown?
I think we should start with a prayer to the Dark Lord Cthulhu and a sacrifice of a virgin for his greatness.
Well, we got one.
Suck my dick. Welcome back to the Bold Notions Podcast.
Great opening.
I'm your host, Tug, with Matt and Steven today. And another guest, our boy, how did you want me to introduce you? Jesus, I can't speak for the life of me.
I was thinking formal title and then first name.
Lord Tyler Wimpy?
Yes, sir.
Did you say first and last name or just first?
I didn't say last name. I don't want to be doxxed.
Hey, don't worry. I'll just cut the part where we said your last name.
Just bleep my last name. That'll be really fucking weird.
So how's everyone feeling?
Pretty good. Okay. It's sunny outside.
Yeah. Dude. Oh, man.
Busting out the cornhole later. Yeah.
Does your girlfriend listen to this?
Yes.
Oh, she's going to be livid.
I'm going to break it in for the first time since Christmas.
We're talking about the Midwestern game, right? This isn't some weird sex thing?
No. It's the weird sex thing.
Wow.
Before we start, Tyler, you wanted to, or someone wanted to talk about the whole strike going on, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I don't know everything that's going on with Teamsters. But that's the union that 7-Up and Dr. Pepper and Keurig all has going on for them. My wife works at a grocery store. I'm not going to say which one. And
I thought this was going to be funnier. See, when I first saw this strike, like driving toward, coming back to my house, I was like, oh, they're protesting abortion again.
This is just stupid.
When that happens, you drive past and go, you should have been aborted. And anyway.
Yeah.
All right, so the 7-Up delivery truck was coming into my wife's grocery store, and they couldn't get in there because two people from Teamsters, two of the union employees, actually drove in and blocked the bay that they couldn't get in. And so they had to call the cops to get them out of there, and the dude finally backed in, got it done. So they just started blocking all these other fucking bay drop-off areas before the cops were able to get there or anything, and it was so crazy. They literally started yelling and threatening the 7-Up delivery driver. So after the delivery was made, the drop-off was done, and the semi-truck, it was a fucking semi-truck, and these two dudes are in like...
Motherfucker, I'm trying to tell you to bring the mic a little closer.
Is this better, Tom?
A lot better.
Is this better for you?
It's like the first time you never spoke on a mic before.
No, I haven't. So after the semi-truck does the drop-off and leaves, these fuckers tried running him off the road. Again, semi-truck versus two fucking sedans. The police didn't arrest them or anything. They're just like, we don't really know what the fuck to do to these guys. Mm. But this shit that's been going on, crazy shit like this been happening to the truck drivers for like the past fucking week.
Okay. So why are they striking specifically? Just
why does any union strike? Well, money.
Yeah, money.
Money.
Yeah.
Shitty wages and shitty work environment.
So they're striking about bottling 7-Up? Is that what I'm drinking?
7-Up.
Maybe they're just striking 7-Up. Bro,
that was the only drink me and my dad bonded over.
Who the fuck buys that? Keurig, okay, running my coffee. Yeah, yeah. But who the fuck? I mean, who goes to the store, looks at Sprite and 7-Up and goes, I'm going to buy 7-Up.
That's
I'm
true.
Just saying.
Yeah, that's true. Fuck 7-Up.
Sprite's better.
Yeah Sprite's the
for
spot.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure Squirt's got my heart on this one.
Oh, man, yes.
That's who's like, Squirt made by?
I don't know. I just remember that if you get really...
Gross. Tongue likes him like that. So that's
love
fine.
It.
Yeah, he love that shit.
Shout out to my... Oh, fuck. All right. Did anyone else have a before we start?
Not really.
Fucking scumbag.
So. Shut up.
This guy. Every week.
You didn't even know how to start the show.
Hey.
Do you want to do the countdown now?
And three.
Before we start, we established I'm a simp for Dwayne The Rock Johnson this week.
Yeah, dude.
I think I need to go to rehab.
At least you finally admitted it.
Yeah.
We all knew that.
Yeah, but it wasn't his decision. No, so Dwayne The Rock, he was like, you simp for me now.
No, so Matt, is it you or did your mom just drop fucking 130 on a gym bag?
Yeah.
Made by The Rock?
Yeah.
For my
birthday, early birthday present.
what did she say about you and your brother? How she was going to be fair.
Oh, yeah. She's like, "Oh, I'm trying to be equal with you guys, so your limit's $200 for your birthday." And then Michael gets like a really expensive gaming chair, and then he's like, and she's like, "I'm going to pay for all his friends to go to laser tag." I'm like, "That's over $200. She's like, "What do I get?" She's like, "What do you want?" I'm like, "A bag? Okay." And that's all I got.
"A bag, you faggot? All right."
You fucked up. You should have been, "I want laser tag party too."
Yeah, we could have just fucking, what's the word? We could have just go into their laser tag party.
Dog. Fuck the only up. Thing that sucks is you got to wear a mask. So imagine like running around in laser tag, swallowing a mask.
Oh, that's okay.
Being sweaty as fuck.
That's okay. Just elbow the fuck out of them. Tackle them.
Fuck so it. Now I got to be fucking soccer mom and take him and like 8 other kids to go laser tag.
Oh, she's making you do it.
I have to go.
She's paying you?
No.
Yeah, she paid him with a new bag.
This is why I keep saying that he's the favorite child and she gets mad at me.
Hey, man, as a father of two, there is always a fucking favorite. I'm sorry.
I know this.
Sorry, Ellie.
Damn, you actually said it. That's fucked
up. She's not even a year old. This podcast is going
to
flop.
I'm going to send this to her when she goes to school. I don't know.
I'll tell her. I don't give a shit.
That one slipped under everybody else's radar. Thanks, Tyler.
Penny, you were an accident, but your sister was a mistake.
Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah, we're going to play this at her wedding. Hey, Ellie, your dad has some kind words for you on your lovely wedding day.
That laugh sounds familiar. Oh, fuck.
He's just scurrying out of there with beers and fucking
Jack, cocktail. We gotta go right now. Why? Just fucking trust me.
We gotta go.
Oh, man. All right, you guys ready to hop into some topics?
Yeah.
So the first one I got on here, Matt's gonna laugh at this, but you know how the whole defunding the police, like, all last year, is that still going on right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know how one of the part of defunding the police is like, why don't we take some of the money and put it into social workers and send them to certain situations where you don't need a cop, right? Well, they tried that with this lady. I won't say her name out of respect because she's dead.
Respect.
She goes, you know.
What's she got to do? Sue me? All right, I'm fucked up. Yeah. All right.
But so they send her to like this apartment complex meant for like people who are formerly homeless.
Yeah.
And there was like a domestic violence or some case. So she goes in there and starts talking to the guy. And then next thing you know, the motherfucker pulls out a knife out of nowhere, probably out of his ass, and just shanks her a few times.
Here, hold this.
Wait. Yeah. They have apartments for homeless?
Former homeless.
Yep, damn.
Former
homeless. All of a sudden, I'm homeless.
You mean I ain't got to pay? But you do got to live near homeless people.
That's okay.
Hey, bro, I got all this equipment. I ain't leaving the premise. All right.
Is anybody else surprised by the fact that the former homeless person here, it was a domestic dispute?
Yeah.
So he had a wife. I assume it was a dude. But
either a wife or a girlfriend. Yeah, it was a dude that stabbed him. Or her.
Was she also formerly homeless?
She... Who knows? Like Steven said, she didn't bring that up.
he wasn't shit either. Yeah,
call back to an old episode.
So yeah. You're telling me they're sending social workers without any weapons?
It's no.
Just,
no. They
just like a clipboard?
Yeah.
Words are a weapon, Matt.
They're gonna okay.
She should have put it in the way of the fucking knife. With John Wick
was
on
that
his ass.
Not in the funds? We couldn't afford a 9mm.
Maybe a bulletproof one.
Like a little like for nothing. Like a little bodyguard revolver in her purse.
Just even pepper spray. What
right?
The fuck?
They could have gave her a taser. Something.
Fucking give her a steel toe boot. Kick him in the goddamn nuts. Something.
Damn, she really walked in there with a fucking clipboard, huh?
Yo, she had a pen, bro. Those things are dangerous in the right hands.
Not in her hands.
Yeah, those were the wrong hands.
Oh, fuck, dude.
That's okay, so let me get this straight. So she walks into this dude's apartment, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and she's doing a welfare check or a wellness check?
No, domestic violence case.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Okay.
So I don't know the full story. All I know is she went in there, a few minutes passed. Next thing you know, the cops ended up calling the cops, which, you know, they might have should have done that sooner, but the cops come there and she's in the kitchen just fucking bleeding out. And again, condolences to her family and everything, but
yes, yes,
I'm just saying, let's not defund the police.
Hey, hey, the pen is mightier than the sword, but it is not mightier than a homeless man with a fucking knife.
He might have been true, a crackhead. Damn. Who knows, dude?
Yeah, he could have been a crackhead. He's fiending out.
Maybe she was trying to teach him the ways of feminism and he got mad.
No, you guys don't bring nothing to the table. Sir, you're the homeless one. What'd you say?
And that's how she ended up dead in the kitchen.
Oh, we're all going to hell, dude.
Oh, man.
Oh, real quick, Tyler, you can swivel this.
You told me to keep it like a fist away from my fucking face.
No, no,
man.
Like when you turn it, you can talk to people. So like, yeah. So feel free to do that.
This feels wrong.
Feel free to do that.
You look like you're giving head to it, dude.
Our bosses might be listening to this episode.
I hope you're listening, Jerry. That was tongue giving head to a mic.
Oh, gross.
Oh, wow. I'm going to... That was Steven. I'm just going to clip that. No, and cover no, it.
We all
send it to Steven's boss. Tag him on social media. Send it to his dad.
Do shit. You know what he'll do? He'll be like, who the hell is this motherfucker tagging me on Facepage?
Facepage.
Is this you sucking him off on the microphone? What's going on, Steve?
Steven, an Asian fella is trying to get a hold of me here.
We don't allow queers in the welding industry.
Look at your knuckles. They're pristine. And why are they covered in lube?
Oh, man.
Oh,
you're foul.
Oh, that's horrible, man. Holy shit. Did you guys hear about the 6 p.m. curfew in the UK? They're trying to implement it.
You mean worse Pakistan, right?
Yeah, in worse Pakistan. My bad. Okay. Yeah. Because rape only happens after 6 o'clock. Yes.
And I now identify as a woman. So.
Well, that's a nice beard you got down there, lady.
It's a lady beard.
You
that's
single?
Right.
What's going on?
Whoa. Should we leave?
Hey, yo, let me turn these lights to. What's a hot color? Red?
Red.
Oh, no, that's orange.
Oh, there we go.
Well, now I definitely feel like weird. I'm going to be raped.
Is it after 6 p.m.? But yeah, man, that's fucking.
So you know, only for guys?
Yeah, it's only for men.
Where at? Like, what city? Just.
Fuck, I was supposed to do some research earlier, but we got distracted.
Let's just assume it's London.
All right, yeah.
That's
yeah.
where all that fucking shenanigans happens.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So just store all the dudes inside of Big Ben, and that's how we get rid of rape in London, yeah. I guess.
So now the question is, mm-hmm. I'm sorry for cutting you off.
No,
Tyler,
no, please. But, I was going to say something stupid.
So if all men have to be off the street by 6 p.m., what about the dudes guarding the queen up in the palace? Because the motherfuckers be standing.
Those guys are trans, Steven. Don't be a bigot. Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, don't those guys are fucking.
They identify as a statue.
No, those guys are fucking wild. They're like the Navy SEALs of England.
Yeah.
I never knew that. These guys are like
gross.
Trained
don't compare them
fucking
to Navy
killers.
SEALs.
No, these guys are like the top notch since they're protecting the fucking royal family or whatever the
fuck. I'm just saying if I ever saw them, that uniform does not make them look intimidating.
Oh, look, a Q-tip.
Yeah, look at the hat, dude. I mean, if these guys are like real killers and all that, why are they putting them in that hat? That fluffy ass hat.
Dude, I don't know. That's kind of intimidating.
The hat?
A little bit. Imagine,
it does add, like, a foot of height, and that's kind of terrifying. I forgot what I was going to bring up. Oh, I was going to say it'd make them look like clowns. You know what I found out today? Clowns?
Are they fucking terrifying?
Nah. No, they make up to or even more than $60,000 a year. Just being a clown.
Where did you find this out?
I was watching YouTube at
clown
work.
Told them.
Sorry. Sorry, Jerry, if you heard that. I was listening to a podcast at work.
Not at work. Yeah. While you were working out.
Yeah. Sorry, I was having a stroke. Thank you for helping me, Tyler. But so I was listening to it. And whatever, one of the circus, the Ringling Brothers or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
So people would go to their... They actually got a clown school, a clown college. So they go to clown college... And they, after graduating, they work with the circus and all that. And after however many years or however skillful you are, you can make up to 60K, 70, even fucking 80K, right? And I'm out here being a clown for nothing. What's going on, dude?
You're not even a part of the circus.
I know.
Hey, you got your first sponsorship today, man. Right, you're making something.
Yeah, I mean,
we are moving up on the world.
Yeah. Okay. Speaking of sponsorship, let's pause for a sponsor break.
All right. I got to cough out.
Steve, this is going to be the test trial to see who fucking will read the...
So...
Go on.
How do you want me to, like...
Just say what he said.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Whatever's on the paper. Add a little pizzazz.
Shut up.
Pizzazz.
Suck my dick, Matt.
Pizzazz.
Pizzazz.
If you did some jazz hands, I'd appreciate it. Thank you. Hope everybody enjoyed that at home.
Me and Steven made our first 50 cents today. High five.
Heck yeah.
I made a dollar.
The Bold Notions has a new sponsor this week. Attention, ladies. Are you fat?
Wait, what's the name?
Well, how do you want me to do it?
What's the name of the...
How do you want me to do it?
No. You got to name the sponsor.
The sponsor. Today's sponsor.
Okay.
So today's sponsor comes from Tyler.
Okay, now
go ahead and read the script.
Today's sponsor comes from Tyler. Attention, ladies. Are you fat, greasy, lonely? Well, we got the stud for you. Half black and the host of his very own podcast. Tongue is single and ready to mingle.
Read it like I wrote it.
Pussy like a fresh
No, give me this.
Jesus Christ.
When I read that, I was like, what in the fuck am I going to read?
You missed the line.
Oh, fuck. I got this.
Yeah, read it, Matt.
Today's episode of The Bold Notions is sponsored by Tyler. Attention, ladies. Are you fat, greasy, lonely? Well, we got the stud for you. Half black and the host of his very own podcast, Tongue, is single and ready to eat that pussy like a fresh waka pho. Message his Twitter at yaboytongue. Thank you to our first sponsor.
My DMs are open, ladies.
You can cut that laugh out, too. That's what's really good.
Oh, fuck. That's so fucking funny. I ain't cut nothing out. I'm leaving it all in, dude.
That made me happy. That was worth the $5.
Cut my shit out.
You're sustained in, bro. That's amazing. Oh, fuck. Oh yeah, first sponsor. Thank you, Tyler.
I was half hoping that you would just like put it at the very beginning of the episode.
Yeah. No. Well, see, you should have put that in the email as a.
It's too late. He already paid. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah, I got my 50 cents. So I'm good.
We're good. Fuck you.
I spent my money. I'm happy with where it went.
Oh fuck! Did we even finish? Hey, going on the top.
No. I actually wanted to say one thing. The 6 p.m. curfew. Because if there's anything that rapists in the UK understand is a good curfew, because there's no... All I'm thinking is, like, if I was a fucking rapist, 6 p.m. curfew for men. Well, this is going to be a hell of a lot fucking easier now, isn't it?
Hey, no one's going to help these poor ladies? Say no more.
Their chances just increase to running into, like, another rapist rather than running into a dude that's going to stop them or protect their girl.
Yeah. Like, criminals don't usually follow the rules.
Yeah.
That's what makes them criminals.
That's why they have a knife.
I can think of it, like, right now, like, a lady is, like, about to get raped or something, right? And she calls the police. And, you know, she's got the guy there, and they catch him and shit. And police officer gets out. What seems to be the problem? Are you a male? It's past 6 p.m., but I'm the policeman. And the other officer bombs. That's it. You ain't got no license to be out.
Or better yet, they help, I'm being raped. All right, well, we're going to have to wait a minute for a female officer to get in.
Yeah. It's just every time a male officer shows up, they just keep bonking each other.
There's just a pile of them.
Just a line. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Imagine if that social worker thing happened in the UK. Cops show up. Got a license for that knife, buddy?
Hold on. Let's see. Let's Steven say it. He has to do the accent.
Oh, boy, he shows up. Oh, you got a license to get stabbed, yeah? Bro, I ain't got no license. I ain't got no license to get stabbed. Ah, oh, that's a shame, ain't it, cunt?
Again, our condolences to the family.
Yeah, condolences to the family. Yeah. And Steven, you just got a pay grade, bro. You got 15% now. Matt, step your game up. I'll Venmo you the other 5 cents.
It's going to cost you 25.
Okay. Oh, fuck.
I can now officially pay 0.1% of my mortgage.
Matt showed us something that was hilarious.
I don't know if anybody's ever looked this up. Indian slap tournaments. Hilarious. It's nothing like the Russian slap tournaments. No. This is like watching the UFC, but open-handed.
Yes. Yo. All right, so for the Rush, first, when I saw the Rush one, I was like, okay, this is pretty fucking wild. Where you see one of the guys, like, for training, his wife was holding a watermelon. This guy, one hand, open palm, slapped the shit out of the watermelon and explodes, right? And I was like, yo, I ain't never entering a Russian slap competition. And then I seen an Indian slap competition, and I was like, fuck, dude, these motherfuckers are nuts.
All right, who would win, the Indian slapper or the Russian slapper?
See, the Russian slapper, he's big, so he's slow. Yeah. He's low. Yeah. These Indian guys, motherfuckers, they're fast.
Move. Squirrely as fuck.
I'm just saying, Dana White, if you're trying to look for another stream of revenue, I mean, look at India, man. Put him in the hexagon and have him go at it.
Yeah, so you said the rules, like, they're not allowed to block any of these slaps,
yeah,
right?
They can't block. They can only dodge.
Yeah, so you got to step up. Dude, I saw the one guy. This motherfucker jumps in the air like he was about to spike a fucking volleyball and slap the shit out of this. Like, he slapped him so hard.
It was the heaven to earth slap.
Dude, you see the spit come out of his mouth and everything, dude.
It's so good. If you guys got time, on YouTube, just look up Indian slap tournaments. That's it. And just watch it. They got announcers. They have it, dude, all. Dude, it's crazy.
It's an actual event. Yeah. Like, there's the people surrounding them.
They get hyped up.
It's insane.
They got like their own like corners and shit, and my coaches.
My favorite part is like when someone tries to dive to slap them. Like if the guy who's like about to get slapped like steps back, he falls down. The motherfucker would just take advantage and slap the shit out of him, bro. He's like spanking a baby.
His back. Just bop, bop, bop.
Yeah.
Tom, look up the conversion rate to U.S. dollars for rupees. Okay, because we're gonna get in betting.
Think any of those slappers are married?
One United States dollar equals 72 Indian rupee.
We're in,
bro. We're about to make some money.
Now here's a fun little thing.
Yeah.
How many rupees in India does it cost for like a Coke or something?
So how much is a Coke? Like $1.99?
Yeah, we'll say it's like $2 here. So
144 rupees for one Coke.
For $1.99. Now, how much is it actually worth in India? Like, are you going to pay 144 rupees? Because it's just the same amount of fucking money.
Fuck if I know. I'm the wrong Asian, dude. I'm kidding me. Not Indian. And I've never been out this country before.
Wait, you all Asians don't know each other?
Bing Hao Ming Long. No, hey, I don't really know.
Only the new gens do. Yeah. Which is like 80%.
Yeah. Dude, that reminds me. When I was working at my uncle's pho restaurant, every time, you know how people are like, all Asian look alike, right? And it's like, oh, that's so wrong and all that. Sometimes they're not wrong. All right. Like when I see an Asian family come in, I don't know how to greet these motherfuckers. I don't know if I just say ciao, ni hao, kombuwa.
You say hello, this is America.
Yeah, and then they turn out to speak English, and I was like, damn, bro. I am really ignorant. Huh?
Well, then you got to keep it up, so that way they don't think that you're doing that.
Yeah, I'd start speaking in broken English. Do you want the pho today? Or what you want, dog? I get you the fried rice with the egg roll.
If you want, we do your nail.
No, that's my mom. Oh, man. Well,
this is exciting. I've never been canceled before.
Yeah, since we're on Asians, you guys seen the whole Asian grandma whooping the fuck out of that one retard, right?
Yeah.
So let me just skim over the story. Old Asian grandma sitting at like the crosswalk. Dude just comes up, pops her with a two piece, right? So this grandma goes, What the fuck's happening? She takes her stick and just whoops this motherfucker's ass. She hospitalized this dude. That shit's fucking amazing.
I wish my grandma was that cool. She's not. She's dead.
Oh, man. I don't want to get too much into the whole hate on Asians, because since this is more of a comedy show, let's make fun of this fucking dude. How are you going to try to jump a 78-year-old lady and get your ass beat by her? That's the funniest fucking thing to me.
Well, she had a weapon, so it was an unfair fight.
Oh, yeah, that's what made it unfair. Bro.
Hey, bro. Hey.
Did she have a license for that? Where's her CP?
Wait, where's her pistol license?
Yeah, where's the CSL?
It's CSL, yeah. Concealed stick license.
What country was this in? Was this
this was in San Francisco? Yeah, San Francisco.
The country of California.
Yeah.
Oh, I
big
can't,
surprise.
I can't do the lotions yet.
Yeah. I was going to say, if it was in... Oh, go ahead.
If it was in China, you'd be like, why are your papers?
Where are the paper? This is all ingrained. I don't know how to read.
good luck for you, cheap cheap.
Oh, we're going to get canceled soon enough.
You know why he lost? He probably slipped on homeless person shit. He lost his footing.
He slipped onto like a pile of heroin needles. He was basically drugged up. It was an unfair fight for him. Yeah, yeah.
I think there should be a rematch.
Dana White, get on it. Pronto.
Real shit, though. Real shit. Like, old Asian women and sticks, they'll whoop your ass, dog.
Dude.
Who just walks around with a stick? Like
his mom.
I think it was a cane or some shit.
Oh, it was a cane.
Yeah, yeah.
You remember when your older brother got his ass whooped by sticks?
So,
yeah.
Dude, we always get our ass beat by sticks.
No, it was a bamboo broom.
Oh, yeah, the bamboo broom.
Bamboo hurts.
Dude, no, yeah, especially when they're like tied together. If anyone hasn't seen like the Asian style of brooms, so how they work is they take bamboo, like small shoots of bamboo, and then just cut it up into like bristles and then wrap them all together. When you get slapped by that shit, like the handle part, it hurts like a motherfucker. And for some reason, it doesn't leave bruises or anything.
That's the only use for that broom, because Asians don't sweep.
Yeah, no. Hey. We pick things up with our feet. It's weird. So whenever, just whatever we did, any troublemaking, our mom would just grab this broom and just whoop our asses. And one day my brother was like, he was like 16 at the time. My mom was about to slap him over the head with
this
thing, right?
This was terrifying. Dude, I was just sitting in the room like,
Me, Matt, were you there, Steven?
I might have been. I can't remember.
Yeah, so,
I don't think so.
Yeah, it was me and Matt. Yeah. We were playing Dragon Ball Z. And
no, I think we were playing Minecraft.
Minecraft?
Yeah, we had the computer set up in your room.
Yeah, so we're playing a video game. And my mom comes in and starts bitching, right? And I was like, I don't know what's going on. And then my brother start fucking just yelling back at her. She leaves, comes back with a broom. And me and Matt, like, we just, like, get back to the corner. We're like, oh, shit's about to go down, dude. And she, like, tries to whack him. I think she hits him once.
No. Well, yeah, she hits him once at back. And then he catches the second one.
Out of respect, he let her hit him the first time. The second time, he's like, I ain't gonna look like a little bitch in front of my little brother and his friend. Yeah. So he takes the stick, busts it over his knees, and my mom just looks at him like, you lucky son of a bitch, bro. If you weren't part black and got all that height, I would have fucking whooped your shit.
He snapped that bitch in half, and that bitch is thick.
Dude, it's like 20 fucking shoots tied together. That's a lot of reinforced, like,
he
support.
He snapped that shit in half. I was like, yo.
What's so funny to me right now is the one thing I've ever known to make Matt recoil in fear is an old Asian lady with a fucking stick.
Yeah, don't fuck. That's what everyone needs to do, like, with these all the assaults going on. Just give Asian people sticks. We'll defend ourselves.
It's a sad day in America when you have to carry sticks because you can't have guns in California.
Yeah.
Imagine that little lady had a little revolver.
Bro, she would have blasted him. What's worse, getting shot by an old Asian lady or just getting your ass beat and sent to the hospital?
Getting your ass beat.
That's so fucking funny, dude.
Getting your ass beat, then getting shot.
But hey.
Okay, you win. Not yet.
Call the police, but not for me.
Bring back the roof Asians, goddamn
The roof Koreans.
The roof Koreans, yes.
Dude, oh, he's
trying to be inclusive.
Yeah. I ain't getting on no roof, bro. You're going to find me in the trees, in the bushes.
Nah, underground.
Yeah, here we go.
Fucking tunnel digger.
Yeah. that sounds like a racial slur.
Oh, yeah. If you say it with enough conviction, anything could be racist.
I'm trying to think of something. Like
you hooser?
That's not how you say it.
Hooser.
Hey, yo, hoser, yo,
it's hoser. Hoser?
I'm not trying to say hoser, you cocksucker.
What are you trying to say?
I don't fucking know. I was trying to make up something. It didn't work. Fuck you.
What are you looking at, you pile driver?
Hey, come on, bro.
My dad used to drive piles.
Just because I shit in my car doesn't mean.
What?
You said pile driver.
That's a fucking wrestling move.
Is it?
No.
I never watched wrestling.
Now we know you shit in your car.
I keep saying it. Dude, this guy has a shit fetish. I swear to God. Oh my God. The amount of times he talks about shitting somewhere or getting shit on.
Give me my sponsorship card. I need to update it.
Is it absorbent?
You like shit?
Just for the records, I do not.
But he does have a piss fetish.
He sucked my dick. You know, I just can't find any girl that would like shit or piss on me. Tinder's just wild, bro. Every time I ask them, they just unmatch me.
It's fucking bullshit. How am I supposed to get my rocks off?
They leave you on red.
Somebody once said to Tongue, it's better to get pissed off than to get pissed on. And Tongue was like, it is?
No, you had it backwards. I'm sorry. What?
Damn. Oh, man.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
What else we got to talk about?
Do people with actual piss fetishes like the stink more?
I don't know, dude.
Why wouldn't you know? You're the one who's... Feel free to just cut this part out.
No. Oh, no. All this shit's staying in, dude. This is great content. Oh, man.
You know, there's the cursed side of Facebook, and I saw a post once, and I...
That cursed side is Steven's page.
Yeah, don't go to my page. I saw this one where she... there was this lady in some... Some fucking urine group.
Oh no.
And she was like, hello, my little urine angels. Does anyone else changing the colors
to red?
Yes.
That's how I feel right now.
He's like, she's like, does anyone else have a way to cut the odor after they put urine in their hair for their daily spray?
What the fuck, dude, man?
So
what
bad.
The fuck?
That's so gross.
I was like, who the fuck are these people? Why are they allowed to live?
That's foul, bro. Now, see, Bear Grylls made it obvious that drinking your piss has some usefulness, right? What the fuck are you putting piss in your hair for?
The fact that she said urine angels, too.
She's
like, hello, my little urine angels.
Again, I would like to apologize to our bosses that has to hear this.
I don't apologize. I don't work with y'all. Fuck y'all.
That was Steven, not me, Matt or Tongue.
That was Tyler.
I will fucking stab you like you're a fucking social worker, I swear to God.
It's all right. They already think you're weird. Don't even worry about it.
You got a license to stab me?
I've had a conversation with all of them. I know how they feel about me. Tyler, we need to talk to you in the front office. Let me put down my jar of urine first.
Gross.
You take a quick sip. All right, now.
Move on.
Let's move on. Let's go.
Fuck.
We talked way too much about bodily fluids.
Oh, yeah. This show is fucking weird, bro. So you want to talk about the good old days with Vine.
Vine.
And I actually wanted to know, because Matt, you're mostly on, out of all of us, you're on TikTok the most, right?
Probably.
How does TikTok compare to Vine?
TikTok? I think it's the same. 10-second videos. The only difference between the two
That's
is,
all I need, baby.
Yeah. No. That's
them twerking, those twerking videos on TikTok. Hopefully they're of age, please.
Oh, that just made it weird.
It did make it weird. I might have to cut that.
Are you underage?
That was a horrible
joke. Do you drink a lot of water?
No.
Tyler.
How did we make a full circle?
I don't know.
So
I don't know.
We were moving on, Tyler. What's wrong with you?
All right. So you say basically is the same, right?
Basically, except you can add music in the background.
Okay. It's Can't you do that? Can't you do that on Vine also?
No, or? You'd have to add it yourself. It wasn't like in the app.
Okay, yeah. So like they give you the option to put in like
so TikTok. After the editing. TikTok was created for lip syncing. 10-second videos of lip syncing.
Yeah, what was it called before? Musically,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Musical.ly. That,
that's
Musical.ly.
What. Yeah. Like fucking elementary kids used to do was just lip sync or whatever.
But
the
then
fuck.
They got hit with the copyright because they didn't pay for the music on the app. So people create the sounds, put it on the app, and people lip sync to them.
Yeah.
Artists weren't making money, so they got canceled.
Yeah. Ja Rule was really pissed off.
Ja Rule. Ja Rule. Bro, Bow Wow, he's fighting for all the money he can get, bro.
They should have been happy just to be fucking relevant still.
True.
So you wanted to talk about Vine.
Oh, I just miss Vine, man.
Vine was a great time.
That was fucking good times, dude. I cannot remember the name of... the kid, but there's a kid on there who just kept doing a thing like story time. And he was so fucking funny. Like Thomas Sanders or some
yeah,
shit.
Thomas Sanders. Yeah. Didn't he have like a deep voice or some shit? He
could do fucking anything, man.
Yeah.
But no, I just...
I wonder where that guy is.
Yeah, there was a lot of...
on TikTok.
Well, they got to make their money somehow.
He's on TikTok.
A lot of
everybody
them, a lot of them moved to YouTube.
Mm-hmm. You know? Like King Batch.
Yep.
Amanda Cerny, which,
yeah, we were talking about her earlier.
We'll talk about her.
Isn't
in a second.
She a porn model or something
like that?
Playboy
model.
Fuck it. Let's So, so when I was asking Tyler what his topic was, he's like, "Yeah, I want to talk about Vine, the good old days." You remember that one hot chick on Vine, the model or whatever? And I was like,
"She's
real
fucking funny too."
Yeah, I was like, "Amanda Cerny." He's like, "I think."
I never looked at her name.
Just looked at her tits.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then that's what I told Tyler. I was like, did you know her tits is on the internet? Because apparently she did...
Googled it right away.
Yeah. Oh, this guy stopped mid-conversation.
She was a Playboy model.
I wanted to tell people.
After she got really popular on Vine.
No, she was a Playboy model. That was before. Yeah, she was a Playboy model.
All I
and
know
that
is...
was a magazine shoot for Playboy. She was... Playgirl, Playmate of the Year, or whatever the fuck it was.
Didn't anybody ever tell me?
Matt's little brother's listening to this, Googling right now on his new computer.
Gross.
Hey, Michael, Google FUTA inflation.
anyone else curious
don't
about that?
Anybody
go for
else?
It.
Don't fucking
anybody
look that
else
up.
Google that.
Don't fucking look that up.
Jerry, if you're listening,
this is a whole ass blue waffle Google situation.
Spell it out for the audience.
Nope. That's as far as I'm going.
Repeat it for the audience. Repeat it for me.
Do you remember when I got our buddy to watch Two Girls in One Cup?
Dude, that's
not
foul.
That long ago. Remember I said look it up and he actually did? I don't want to say his name.
Just say it. I'll bleep it.
Do you remember? We were in the Snapchat group and I said, look it up. He looked it up and he called me. He was so mad.
Dude, that's so...
Well, what the fuck was that?
The first time I've ever seen that video was actually with Steve.
It was three of us.
No, it was just me and you. Wait, was it? Were you there?
That's how his fetish started.
It's
all your fault.
Thanks, Steven. I'm a degenerate,
you
asshole.
It was me, you, and Matt, because we had all got... They got that new Apple
Your parents got the
and
Mac computer.
They had left.
Put a virus on it immediately.
Yeah, Matt... I think I remember. Matt's like, have you guys seen Two Girls, One Cup? It's always you, Matt, bringing it up. And so Matt goes...
Oh, boy,
it was
it
not
porn?
Me. That one was not me. Hold up. That was all him.
I think it was all him.
I don't know if I heard it like word of mouth. I think I heard it at school, like word of mouth. And so, I was like, let's look it up.
Yes. Yeah, we're sitting there. Let's look it up. And then, you know, we start the video. And the first, like, 2 seconds, the girls are making out. I was like, all right, I can drive
music,
with this, bro.
That dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. I was like, yo, this is pretty lit. Why are people freaking out? Not even
this
half
is
a
awesome.
Not even just exactly that voice. Not even half a second later, all you see was an asshole just expanding and shit coming out into. I immediately ran to the bathroom, threw
into
up.
The cup.
Okay, I was just not
throw up.
I immediately went to the bathroom, jerked off. I mean, what?
I still have never watched the video.
Tom was like this. He's like, fall. This is happily. Fucking gross. Oh my god. Masturbate.
Oh, I'm gonna go throw.
Why does he sound like Cartman?
Oh, because he was fat back then.
Hey, why are they pooping?
This is fucking disgusting. I'm going to the bathroom throwing up.
Yeah, that was foul.
That's
nasty. That was
send me that URL.
Those videos, man, are just all that random shit. What was the other ones? The other weird ones? There was
the,
a blue waffle. Two kids in the sandbox.
Vietnamese Pain Olympics.
I've never seen that one yet.
Somebody showed me that out. Dude, it's so terrifying.
Remember. One Kid, One Jar was wild. Yeah, I saw that one.
I don't think I've seen that one.
I saw that one as an adult.
Sandbox one.
Two kids, one sandbox.
If you're someone who's about to Google this, we in no way are affiliated with any of those, so you can't sue us.
And it is in our better judgment to not fucking Google any of these things.
Please don't.
Start with something lighthearted, like Blue Waffle.
Or take yourself and look up yourself a nice little lion head.
That's what it was called. That one's foul. They showed us that.
I don't know that one.
They showed us that in health class.
Yeah, they did.
Don't have sex or your penis is going to look like this.
Yeah, that.
And it stuck with me ever since.
What the hell is lion head?
Imagine a cauliflower.
And just, we'll just leave it at that. We'll just leave it at that.
Gross.
Oh, moving on. Yeah, that's so fucking foul, dude. Holy shit. Okay, so let's go to something more, you know, some more family friendly.
Everybody just puked out their fucking.
Oh, dude, everyone's just
whatever meal that they had
throwing. Everyone's just
memories just flooding back to them.
Yeah, everyone's just unsubscribed.
Just like good old
deleted all their ratings and everything.
God,
how do we get there from Vine?
I don't get it.
The good old days.
That's the good old days.
Oh, I don't know if it was good, bro.
It wasn't.
We're just gonna name this one not the good old days, but
repressed memories. Home.
That's great. So let's do a family friendly topic. When was the first time you guys ever felt like an adult? Like I'm an adult.
Why I gotta make this depressing?
Yeah, that was
the first time I busted.
What?
I was like, oh, this is weird.
I'm a man now.
His voice just gets like drops five octaves.
Oh shit, dude.
I would say when I moved out at 19, when I moved in with
my sister and her boyfriend.
Yeah.
This guy moves a block over.
I'm gonna be my own man. I'll be back for dinner.
I was too. That shit was free. I didn't have to pay for that.
That's amazing.
No, really, I think it's when I started getting into the aspects of like paying rent and shit. I was like, oh fuck. I'm like there by, you know, I wasn't by myself, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I was like my own.
I think Matt was the one who had to like grow up the most out of all of us because this motherfucker.
Real shit. Yeah. I give Matt 100% props to everything he's done. You know.
When did you move out the first time? Were you like 17?
17.
Damn, bro. Yeah. I was just about to turn 18. How did you sign that contract for the apartment?
What do you mean?
Like, didn't you moved into the apartment, right? Or was it to Stephen's
house? It was the month I turned 18 or something like that.
Yeah.
It was the same month.
Because I helped him move in, too.
I moved out in, April. Because my mom's like, hey, I'm moving in with my boyfriend and moving out of this house. I'm like, cool. I guess I'll go find an apartment.
So am I staying here or what's going on? What's the housing situation looks like?
She said, fuck it. Yeah. She's like, get out because we're taking Michael with us.
Yeah.
Basically.
Just him.
We're taking Michael and we're buying him a computer. But what about me, Mom?
You can have a punching bag in 5 years. I don't know.
You got a pat on, you know, she just gave him a pat on the back and said, good luck.
Yeah. You know how your dad left you in Poland? Well, happy birthday.
Matus, you are men now.
Yeah, pretty
fucking
much.
Deal with it.
Pretty much. She was like, hey, thanks for helping raise your little brother. All right, now fuck off.
Damn, dude.
That's fucking foul. But yeah.
Sorry, Matt's mom.
We love you. No. My first time was when I first moved into that apartment and then had it viciously ripped away from me. I don't think you ever known this, Tyler, but I think I was 20 at the time.
Yeah.
And I moved in with one of our old friends, right? And this
scumbag.
I remember telling Matt, I was like, yo, I feel like an adult, like the first time we're moving all this shit in. And this motherfucker, this is a PSA. Make sure you vet your roommates before you move in with them. Because this motherfucker missed 3 bills, right? And so the first one, I was like, you know, he doesn't make that much money. I shouldn't be too angry at it. The second one, I was like, hey, yo, come on. You got to step your game up. What are you doing? I'm paying all the bills and shit. He's still paying me back, but he's missing the bills. The third one, I was like, yo, cocksucker, where's the money, bro? I'm going broke. And then he just abandons the lease. And I was like, hey, yo, why'd you leave? And he's like, you were being mean to me. Oh,
shit. Tom was like, bro, what the fuck?
Yeah. Oh, man. That apartment, though, for that last month, dude, that was great.
Yeah,
it was a good time. Jerked it everywhere.
No. Oh, man. Well, for me,
Go on.
For me, it was just when nothing that I owned had my parents' name on it anymore. Everything was either mine or mine and my spouse's.
Yeah.
I love that shit. Yep. Like, most of the shit I own, no parents helped with it. There's like a what's the term, like when you're free, when you feel free.
I would say like a pride almost.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, it's definitely pride.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure everyone feels that. Like, just once you, like with my car, the first time I bought it, I was like, hey mom, you want a co-sign for this? And the lady that was like doing all the papers and all that, she's like, you know, you don't need your mom for this, right? Your credit's pretty good for your age. And I was like, I don't know what any of that means. Fuck it.
Fuck it. I'm going to buy it.
I don't know how credit works.
It's a charger. Here. That's all I know.
Yeah. Is this bitch fast? Son, it's an SE. I still don't know what that means.
Does it go vroom vroom?
Yeah. Son, it has one tailpipe.
That means it's good for the environment, right?
It does got eco.
Has his name on it.
That's true.
Oh, no, I added that afterwards. Because I'm a tool. Oh, man. I'm just going to get decals for all of you guys. It's not going to be your gamer tag. It's going to be mine. And we're just going to put it on your car's window.
Why do we got to flex your shit?
I already drive a gay-ass Focus. Don't you leave me alone.
That's what I'll get in the same color as your Focus. God. And just,
you know, I was about to be like, oh, that'd be pretty cool to have my gamer tag. And I realized, oh, shit, I don't want to put my gamer tag there.
I don't want people to know who I am. Yeah.
Get random friend requests on Xbox.
What the fuck?
Now, what do you guys feel about when people have their Snapchats and everything on their cars and shit?
Tools.
And shout out to my cousin because he had his on for the longest time.
What's the point of that? A picture of my penis.
That escalated.
Yeah, it's just people trying to get clout or some shit. Yeah. Just
clout
posting
for
it.
What?
Doing I don't know. Like,
add me. I drive.
Yeah, like what? I mean, you had a business or something, I can understand. Right. But...
Yeah, but if it's your personal one. What the fuck are you doing, you dweeb?
There's a Dodge Challenger somewhere out by Jeremy, mm-hmm. Jeremy's house.
Yeah.
And it's like camouflage with like red and black.
Oh, that's a nice one.
It's got the camera all over him. You know, the camera mounts are all over the fucking thing. Yeah. And it's got his Instagram like...
That thing's
all
ugly.
Over there.
I don't know. Sometimes the camo on like Chargers so or Challengers,
no,
they
that
look
one
sexy.
Is ugly. It's
a red, red, gray, and black camo.
Yeah,
well, I'd have to see that one.
Yeah,
but I saw one with like a dark purple.
Where's he hiding?
It looks
lava
like
pit? Like what the fuck?
That's not. I'm like, that's so like.
Bro,
come
he
man.
Drives it off during deer hunting season. Yeah. He drives. Yeah. He gets the car up into the tree stand and snipes out of it.
Honestly,
the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
Honestly, if you come if you come from the Beach Daily area,
mm-hmm.
like you can see it because I pass it every time I go over
okay.
there.
Okay, that's funny. Is it right next to the vet? Right.
It's probably a V6.
No, it probably is.
It's,
who
it's
knows?
In the suburbs. So if you go past this house to that like first side street, make a right, it's like right over there.
Have you guys ever thinking back to my apartment like that last month? Have you guys ever had sleep paralysis?
Yeah.
That shit is fucking wild.
Not fun.
Explain what that is.
So sleep paralysis. You know, when you guys go to bed, your brain releases a chemical that prevents you from acting out your dreams. So like you're not fidgeting and moving about while you're sleeping, right? And so sometimes when you wake up in the night, that chemical is still in your brain. It's like it hasn't been flushed out, so you can't move at all. And that's what causes the sleep paralysis. But people think it's also spiritual. Because they start seeing, like, things in the corner and everything. So, the first time I had it was when I was at that apartment. And it was near the end of the month. And I'm sleeping in my bed. My dream was the ring girl was following me in the woods. Right? Oh, so.
You're trying to fuck the ring girl. Don't lie to me.
He's trying to pee on her.
Trying to clap.
God damn it.
Why are we keeping going back? But no, so she's chasing me in the woods. And I fucking wake up. And I'm like. I can't move. What the fuck? And I just feel something at the foot of my bed.
Yeah.
And like, I can barely turn my fucking head. And as I turn my head, I just see her at the foot of my fucking bed. I'm surprised I didn't shit the bed there. Dude, I was terrified.
I don't think I've ever had that happen to me.
No, no.
A lot of people, their thing is like...
shadow people.
Yeah, shadow people and like a demon or a little goblin sits on their chest. There was a episode of A Thousand Ways to Die where it showed a woman dying that way. Fucking weird shit.
Damn.
You you basically like your body is still in REM sleep and you can't really wake up. So the way your brain works is you start to hallucinate and it's trying to justify why am I awake, but I'm not awake. Demon.
Yeah.
I don't believe in ghosts. Yeah. So.
This shit's weird. What's happening?
The worst one for me, I think, is it was when I was living at the apartment and I came over here to crash for the night. Mm-hmm. And I woke up in the fucking bed and I thought I was getting abducted by aliens and shit.
No, that was just my brother trying to touch you.
No. I meant not at your house. I meant not at your house. I was like visiting my parents. Maybe it was him, now that I think about it. Maybe he did sneak in.
You did used to leave your window unlocked.
That's true.
Just put on a mask. I'm going to probe you now, Steve.
Oh, no. Yeah, dude, that was I could not wake up. I kept feeling like I was waking up from another dream, another dream. And then I just felt like there was aliens trying to enter the room.
You know what? Matt doesn't have sleep paralysis.
No, he doesn't.
His ass sleepwalks.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I don't know, man. This is what y'all say.
He doesn't remember. He doesn't remember. Back, I think we were, me and Steven were 7th grade, Matt was 8th grade.
Xbox 360 just dropped, and they came out with...
Metro
Last Light.
And, you know, Steven being the privileged kid he is, he's the only one on the block that had an Xbox.
Yes. Why'd you think I hung out with him, bro? I was like, he got an Xbox and a DS? I'm going to take this one. It's smaller to steal. Yeah. No.
Oh, shit.
And look who came crawling to my house anyways. Your ass was there.
But yeah, so we're playing this game, and in the game, there's this point where you're going through a train tunnel.
Yep.
And in the train tunnel, they like show flashbacks, like people dying in there, and it shows like ghosts in the game, right? And me and Steven, it's like 2 at night, and we're playing, and we're freaked out. Matt's knocked out already on the couch.
Yeah, he's sleeping.
And so I'm watching Steven play. Next thing I hear is footsteps. Right. I look over. Matt's up.
Yeah.
Just blank stare. Nothing. I was like, hey, Matt, you good?
Not a word. Nothing.
Steven turned the game off.
Yeah. I was like, I looked at Steven. I was like, is he okay? And Steven's like, Steven dropped the controller already. He doesn't know what's going on. So Matt walks over to the same computer where we watched Two Girls, One Cup. And we left the game case on the desk. And Matt goes over there. He looks at us. Not even saying a word. Hey, Matt, you all right, bud? What's going on? Nothing. He looks back down, picks up the case, opens it. The case is empty because we're playing the game. And he's just standing there for like a solid 5 seconds. Closes it, put it back down, looks at us one last time, walks to the couch and goes right back to bed.
He doesn't immediately go right to bed because he went to the couch. And he kneeled on it, and he was, like, looking at the painting above it. I'm like, what in the absolute fuck is he doing? And then he's like, he, like, looks back down, and there was something on the couch. And he, like, slaps it, and then he lays back down, and then he knocks out. Dude. And me and you were just like, all right, we're going to bed.
Yeah, we're... Me and Steven just went into the room, slept foot to ass, dude. Because that we ain't about that gay shit.
We ain't about that.
We left Matt out there in that living room by himself.
Locked the door. Yeah. I fucking would have.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we made sure the windows.
As far
and doors
as I'm
were
concerned,
locked.
Tom is just like my other brother at this point. So I was like, I'm not going out there.
I was listening with bated breath, man, for him to start speaking in like Polish tongues or some shit like that.
If Matt started speaking Latin, dude, I would have gone home. I would have went home in my PJs.
Dude, I might have Indian slapped you. Like, wake you up. Like, oh, that would freak me the
jumps
fuck
in
out.
The air?
Superman slap.
And then he woke up the next day and we were like, do you remember what happened? He was like,
oh, did I kill someone?
What are you guys talking about? And we were like, Matt, you slapped Hawk. and all this shit. He's like, fuck you guys. You didn't. Yeah.
And still to this day.
I still don't believe it.
It was wild, bro. If only your dad installed those cameras sooner. That would have been hilarious.
Wait, there's cameras in the basement?
In Steven's house. Like,
yeah, his dad likes to watch dust particles and think they're ghost spirits. Yeah.
Were the cameras installed when we played D&D in your basement? No. Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God.
Love you, Steve.
Shout out, Steve.
I'm surprised you were like, Dad, get your gun. The immigrant's acting out.
See, Matt is Roman, or not Roman,
Catholic. The Roman Catholic. Roman Catholic.
They're one of the ones that ever speaks Latin.
We're the one that killed Jesus. I don't know.
Nice.
The Romans.
Great. No. And now there's a whole religion.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Fucking hypocrites.
Oh, fuck.
I remember the first time somebody told me that Jesus was Jewish. I was like, yeah, and? Well, that's not the religion that people follow. And I was like, the first time I realized, oh my God, they are hypocrites. Christianity was created.
I like, just speaking of that real fast, the Roman Catholics were kind of like, oh, the Roman Empire, these fucking assholes with their religion. Yeah, this shit's stupid. And then they realized, oh man, they're getting a really big following.
Yo, there was just 6 followers. What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, they were like,
or 12? How many yeah, followers did I don't Jesus fucking have?
It was just like, they were just like, yeah, so we started that. That's our religion now, too. They still got slack.
All right, you guys ready to get a little bold? I don't say a lot of bold notions, but Mary lied about the pregnancy, right? She had to, she had to lie about it.
Like, oh, that's what we're talking
God,
about.
Thank God.
Okay.
She had to make that up, right? She gets pregnant. Oh no, it was from God.
Oh my God. No way.
Yeah.
It was God. The guy across the street. Across to the other village.
Ezekiel, I fucking see you.
I don't know what you're talking about, bro. I'm just a farmer over here, bro.
Sinbad, why are you bringing all just these fucking presents?
Sinbad.
Is that one of the followers? I don't know.
It was one of the kings. He's like, well, it's one of us. We all fucked her in the orgy, right? I don't know. Let's just bring her some presents and just get it the fuck over with. What are you bringing her? I'm bringing her meat. Man, I was going to fucking bring her meat. What about you? Myrrh? Why? That's just what I had lying around. I don't know.
It's like, you know, speaking of vines, Megan, another full circle, that fucking vine where he's like, Judas, what are you bringing? Myrrh. Murder.
I hope your mom doesn't listen to this podcast.
Well,
Matt.
According to some people, Jesus was black, so you know.
Shout out Martin.
Hey, Martin. How does it feel to be wrong all the time?
Oh, that's fucking
I'm just
wild.
Saying, if two oh, white man. People have a baby and it comes out black,
something's going on.
it was a God. Miracle from God. Yeah, God's black. Everybody knows that.
Ain't it weird that nowadays, like back then, a woman gets pregnant, says it's God, everyone believed her. A woman says she got pregnant by God, everyone's like, this bitch trying to make money.
Damn, if you really think about it, one hoe started a whole religion.
That's insane, bro. Probably the biggest
just
religion.
Just think about
here.
It for a second. If it was all a lie, damn.
Now here's the thing. Like, well, everyone makes it seem like that she fucked around with some other dude. What if her and Joseph were just like, yeah, abstinence? I don't fucking think so. So they just lied to everybody, like, well, we
yeah, never
maybe
fucked. They weren't married and they couldn't have sex, but she got pregnant. So she's like,
virgin.
Miracle. It's a miracle, baby. Yep. I don't know.
And Joseph's over
he's
there
gonna
like,
save the world.
My biggest thing
God,
is
people fucking stupid.
My biggest thing is right, this happened and it was a miracle from God. Mm-hmm. Okay. How come in the history of humans this has not happened again?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I know.
It has.
I know.
Happened to my cousin.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
No, your daughter.
What?
No, my daughter was a miraculous conception.
Oh, yeah,
okay,
you
got to
clarify.
I'm sorry. She's 2. God can step off with that pedo shit.
All I'm saying is... All I'm saying is my sleep paralysis demon's really going to fuck me up now.
I hope you get the goblin and the shadow people.
You know what episode makes me uncomfortable?
Oh, man.
You know what's horrible, too, is the more you think about sleep paralysis, the more likely it's going to happen.
Is it?
Yeah.
I all I know is if I sleep on my back, I get that shit.
Yep. Well,
it's all that back fat. blocking all my
damn. I hope my, I hope Mia Khalifa don't
foul.
Yes, Alexis Fox or Fox is my sleep paralysis demon.
Oh man.
All right, let's end it here.
Oh no.
If you enjoy the show, please share it on your social media. Tell your bosses about it.
And if you feel as uncomfortable as I am, it's all Tyler's fault.
Thank you.
Tyler, did you want to drop any socials or nothing? Or what's going on with you?
I do not use social media.
What are you like?
Yeah, a modern renaissance man.
Yeah. A fucking adult. I don't
someone
know.
Someone get this man a tin fucking hat or a tin foil hat or something. With this conspiracy.
It blocks out the moonbeam.
I am the tinfoil king. I don't even like the fact that my wife bought a Google Home. Hey, Google, turn on the lights. Why the fuck does it do that?
We're listening, Tyler.
Yeah, exactly.
We're listening.
I don't like all the wires that are in your setup.
Tyler,
here.
You ordered 20 enemas this month. Would you like to order 10 more?
Well, I ordered them. I'm going to fucking use them.
Every time Tongue's at my house, he tries to order a dildo on Amazon. Every single time.
Sends, hold on, hold sends on. It right to Matt's house, not mine.
Me Prime and shipping, Tom. So it's there in one day.
No, this is just a Virgin Mary situation. You see your list, a dildo. Tongue, did you order a dildo? Yup, and it wasn't Kayla.
Oh, man.
What is happening every time I try on the show? What part of what we got? Matt, where can they find you?
Facebook at Matt Whistler, and then Instagram at Matt Whistler. Same thing.
Matt underscore Whistler?
Yeah, underscore Whistler.
Yeah, come on. You got to drop them right. No, you can find me at your boy Tongue, YABOI Tongue. And Steven, he's like...
I'm not Tyler. I'm just blacklisted.
Steven something, bro. I don't know.
You don't want to look at my shit.
All right, everyone. Peace.